welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is largely based, as usual, on this week's dad's point of view column, which is called The E-Word is Empathy. We will also be discussing the best manly gifts to give to your man with very special guest John Boyle. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. So today we have Wayne Levine for The Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and special guest John Boyle to go over some coolly manly gifts for the holidays. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. You can follow me at Twitter at Bruce Salen. And please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. That's the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have over 4,200 dads and moms from all over the world who like the page. It's a great community. I invite you to join it. The new Dad's Point of View comic strip, which is called Because I Said So, is called Chairlift Romance, but it's the first ski comic of the ski season. Dad is a wannabe skier, while Bruce is definitely a real skier. I am heading up to Mammoth soon, where I will spend 10 to 12 days skiing my you-know-what off, hopefully not getting hurt. I wear a helmet. It is very important to wear a helmet, and when I see parents not wearing helmets, I get very upset, especially when they're with their kids who are wearing helmets. It is the quintessential parental hypocrisy when a parent tells their kid to do something but doesn't do it themselves. It's called do as I say, not as I do. And when it comes to helmets, for any kind of a sport that would require them, bicycles, motorcycles, skiing, skateboarding, you name it, mom and dad and kids should be wearing them. This is the last live show of the year. I have two very special shows coming up for the last 2 weeks of the year. Next week's show will be our Christmas music special, and I am extremely proud of it. It will only be the second airing of the show. It turned out to be a completely different show than I expected, because we are a talk show network and a talk show station, so we don't play music. Therefore, we have limits on how long we can play music cues. So when I first planned the show, I planned, you know, my 10 favorite Christmas songs, and then I was rudely informed that we're only allowed, 30 or 40 seconds? I forgot the number. And then I realized, wait, as with most things in life, you have a choice. You either roll with the punch or you rail against it. And I said, wait, that means I can play 40 songs instead of 10. And so we incorporated several versions of popular Christmas songs into a mix that my producer Richard Dugan beautifully put together. So you'll hear Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the whole song, except by three or four different artists. Same thing with White Christmas. And I guarantee you, at least 50 to 75% of the versions of the songs I will play next week for you, you have never heard, and you will enjoy them. I have a collection of Christmas music that probably exceeds any other Jew's collection of Christmas music. So I invite you next week. The following week, the last show of 2011, is a very actually important show. It's not a light show. It's a show about online safety. As parents, we all can be lazy about the issue of online safety in our kids. And I have four extraordinary experts that joined me for a pre-record that we just did a few weeks ago, talking about Facebook, Twitter, and other things that mom and dad must do if they want to protect their kids and be aware of what they're doing online. So those are the shows for the next couple weeks. Dad Chat is the live tweet chat I host every Thursday. And I know some of my listeners are listening to the show on Saturday and Sunday, so it means you can certainly join the following Dad Chat. But those local listeners in Santa Barbara that are listening live, tonight's Dad Chat is extra special. We are giving away two ViewZone security systems. These are security systems that you hook up in your home and you can mobily monitor what is going on in your home. So when you leave that home to your teenager and he tells you he's not having a party, you can actually find out right on your smartphone by using the ViewZone system. We will be giving away two of those tonight, and I would recommend you join Dad Chat any week. Tonight's topic is going to include John Boyle's great gift list for men, as well as the notion of social media addiction, yours and or your kids. Sponsor slots are open for our show. If you would like to be part of the Dad Chat community, the Dad's Point of View community, and reach a lot of moms and dads, please write to me at bruce@bruceallen.com. I'm on a good roll, but I am not going to forget to do a life lesson as we do every week. So here we go with another a Dad's Point of View life lesson.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right. I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Good manners translate to every facet of life, including modern technology. We all love the wonders that smartphones, tablets, and other technological portable devices provide us, but are they teaching you or your kids poor manners? I suggest being polite, being kind, being respectful applies to everything in life. So when you come over to my house for dinner, please put away your smartphone and show me how smart you are the old-fashioned way with good conversation. When your kids disrespect you by playing at the dinner table with their tech devices, respect them by teaching them that that is bad manners. I'm Bruce Allen, and you can find me at BruceAllen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you!
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, and that life lesson was inspired by a family dinner in which my cousins were busily tweeting and using their phone at dinner at our table with their mother and father present. And I was struck by how their mother and father did not seem to care. I cared. I made a couple comments. I chose not to make a scene because it wasn't worth it, but it did make it well worth my while to write about it. And I believe good manners transcends all technology, and there is still nothing better than real life relationships. So in my family, we don't have our phones at the dinner table. In our family, we don't watch television at the dinner table. In our family, we do something really radical at the dinner table. We eat, of course, but we also talk. And that is why I extol the virtues of family dinners. This week's column is called The E Word is Empathy. There's very little time to actually share with you much about it in this remaining amount of time on this segment. But with the holidays approaching, I think we all too often get caught up in the fun and the spirit, and we forget about all those other people that could really use our help, our care, a shoulder. And empathy is a different word than pity. Empathy is a different word than care and giving. Empathy is really trying to understand how someone else might feel. And I suggest if you do that more often, you will feel better towards yourself. You will have value in your life if you teach your kids to care about others. I just made a comment on a post online about Hanukkah, and one of the virtues of Hanukkah was said in this list about 8 presents. And I wrote a comment that one of the things we did in our family is we gave at least 4 of those presents to people other than our kids. Number 1 present went to a charity, a need, a place, a person that we knew of. Number 2 present went to mom. Number 3 present went to dad. And number 4 present went to sibling or siblings. And then the other 4 presents were for the kids. They don't need 8 presents. And learning to give to others is really what the E word of empathy is all about. We have 3 great guests for today's show, and they will certainly share their thoughts on empathy as it relates to the holiday. Coming up next is Wayne Levine for the Men's Room, followed by Pastor Drew Sams, and we will get an update on the status of his baby. My producer, Richard Dugan, is reminding me it's time for a break. So stay tuned for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.